Today on The Word of Truth Revealed.
Warren Buffett said, "I got billions, but I won't curse my kids with it." Jake said, "Healthy, strong men raise weak children." Because we don't want our kids to go through what we went through, so we supply all of their needs. But they grow up underdeveloped and overnurtured, and they'll curse you out if you step on their toes. So you got to learn how to say yes and how to say no, just like God does.
Celebrating 32 years of ministry, you're listening to The Word of Truth Revealed with Bishop Merton L. Clark, author, speaker, and lead pastor of Truth Revealed International Ministries, a spirit-filled fellowship of believers located in Palm Bay, Florida.
Join Bishop Clark for the message, Living in the Overflow. Today, Bishop will be teaching from Psalm 23, verses 4 and 5.
Out of Psalm, we'll read one verse. Please look at the 8 o'clock service if you didn't get a chance on YouTube and Facebook. And if you're on it today, like and share. Let's spread the gospel to those who couldn't make it in the sanctuary today. Amen. And also would like to ask you to go back to Wednesday night. There was a downpour. I believe the Lord knew we would have a flood here in the city because the word is already blessed. But Wednesday night, we communicated, and with this teaching, we're going to follow up with introducing you to our financial IQ ministry, which will kick off here soon with some details and some structure. And the Neckels will give leadership to the financial IQ ministry. They've already prepared a budget, a basic budget for all members of our church, and also a glossary of words that I would like all of us to be familiar with as we move toward raising the financial IQ level of our membership here. The more you know and the more you're empowered, the better you will be. And God is going to release the resources, but we need to manage it well. And I decree and declare that stewardship 101 will be something that everybody in our church would embrace. Good stewardship. Amen. So Psalm 23, verse 4 and 5. And the word of the Lord reads like this: Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you're with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil, and my cup overflows. It goes on to say, goodness and mercy will follow you all of the days of your life, all of the days of my life, as I dwell in the house of the Lord forever. I'm teaching a two-part message today from the series called Soar. Here's part two of the message this morning, Living in the Overflow. Say, I'm living in the overflow. And please don't look at the flood here as an omen to what I'm teaching. The Bible says when it rains, you're supposed to ask for rain. And as you see the flood, I know I'm preaching the message. I know God gave me this because there's a flood in the city. He told me an overflow is coming. And I believe we're going to live in the overflow. I'm talking about even financially. So God is about to cause coins to start coming into your pockets. God is about to shift some things for you financially. And those that believe and really trust the Lord, you're not going to be worrying about money. God's about to send something your way. You're about to make more money than you ever made in your life. And I pray that God really touch your heart to really realize that he has not forsaken you. He's going to keep you on track. And overflow is coming. There's some coins in the dust that's about to reverberate and come up. And you are the magnet that will draw the coin into your life.
I know I'm not a prosperity teacher. I don't do that. I don't just prophesy money and gold. But I heard the Lord, an overflow is coming. And I'm believing God that it's going to happen. Supernatural increase. Glory to God. You don't have to steal it. You don't have to do anything outside of God's plan for your life. You don't have to use any kind of negative stuff to get it. God is about to do it. God is about to turn it around. Come on, prophesy to dry bones, Merton. Come on, that Ezekiel anointing. And he carried me out on a Sunday morning in the spirit and set me in the midst of broke people. Set me in the midst of people who don't see it. Set me in the midst of people that don't feel like God can connect it. And I'm here to tell you, the bone will live. You're going to see everything that God has for you come into your pocket, come into your purse, come into your portfolio, come into your bank account, come into your annuity, come into your investment. And I'll preach myself happy. And it is so in Jesus' name. In the midst of setback, in the midst of people flooding out, God said the flow is coming to your house. Woo, Jesus. So I prophesied as he commanded me. And the money starts flowing. I almost pulled one on you. Money cometh. I almost did it. Woo, Jesus. I almost did it. Over to God. Shout Jesus. Jesus, you are shepherd and we shall not want. And you make us to lie down in green pastures. And you lead us beside still waters and you restore our minds. You lead us in the path of righteousness for your name's sake. Yea, though we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we will fear no evil. For you are with us. Your rod and your staff, they comfort us. You prepare a table before us in the midst of our conflicts. You anoint our head with oil and our cup overflows. I thank you for the overflowing anointing. I thank you for the cup that overflows. I thank you for the saucer that's going to catch some of the flavor. I thank you, Father, if you give us the overflow, you want us to pour into somebody else. So I thank you for their overflow and the overflow that's going to be theirs and the overflow that's going to be upon those that are connected with them in the name of Jesus. Keep flowing, God, and we'll keep pouring in Jesus' name. Amen. Can you put your hands together? I'm already preaching. Amelia. In the name of Jesus, glory to God. And it is so in Jesus' name. God loves you. If you don't know it, he loves you. And before I say something about prosperity, I must say that God loves you. And it is because of his love that he wants you to experience the overflow. God loves his children even more than you love yours. Because God, the Bible says his love is wide and broad. He so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whoever believes in him will not perish, but have everlasting life. But God did not send his son into the world to condemn it, but that the world through him might be saved. His love is so vast and true. His love is so broad that he has chosen to identify certain areas of our life that he wants to pour into to demonstrate his love. As I shared earlier, his love is inexhaustible. It'll never run out. It's incomprehensible. That means you'll never fully understand it. Glory, hallelujah. His love is unconditional, which means you can't do nothing to escape it. It is called agape. Agape love. It's greater than man's love. Man's love is conditional. It's temporary. It comes and it goes. Sometimes it's gone with the wind. But God's love is constant. And he's pouring that love into us. Not only does he give us the 9 charisma gifts of the Spirit in 1 Corinthians chapter 12. But he also gives us chapter 13. For though I have the tongue of men and of angels, and have not love, I'm only a sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal.
God wants to flood you with more love. Thank you, Lord. Stevie Wonder did it, and then John P. Key shifted it and put it on one of his albums called Colorblind. That love is in need of love today. Glory to God. And I believe God wants to pour more of his love into us. Everybody wants to receive it, but we need more people to give it. Everybody wants to be on the receiving end of love, but you don't really know the price of it and the value of it until you're able to give it and it's not responded or reciprocated. I can show you love all day, but you won't really understand it until you get out there and show love. Then you'll see the price that it takes to increase it and to grow it. There are several areas that God wants you to understand his love before we get to financial overflow. That is, first, God wants you to understand his love for you because he saved you. He saved you from your sins. You've heard that so much it doesn't hit you in the gut. But he rescued you from the fire. He didn't allow you to drown. He didn't allow you to go into an accident and you were killed. I remember coming from Jacksonville in a caravan. One of our members saw an accident. We pulled on the side of the road and the young man was on a motorcycle. And when she went to him, one of our members went to him. We all stopped, but she was a nurse. She went there. She saw him take his last breath. Now, I had a motorcycle. I got rid of all of them, but I had them. When I started seeing people die on motorcycles, I sold all of mine and got rid of them. And I was at the hospital one time visiting, and this man came in. He was an African-American. He got into a motorcycle accident, and it was the way he was sounding on that cart, and nobody was tending to him, and he had gravel in his elbows. I said, I got to get rid of this. It hurts. And I saw men in our church following me buying motorcycles but didn't have insurance. And if you ever drove a motorcycle or rode one and you got home, you ought to tell God thank you. He preserved you from some accidents, glory to God, by allowing you to get home. He saved you, and you ought to say thank you, Jesus, for salvation. It's holistically said, body, soul, and spirit. He saved your body. He's renewing your mind. He's renewing your mind, and he saved or recreated your spirit. He renewed it, and we must give him praise for that. The second area of salvation or love demonstrated is developing your heart. God is at work developing your heart. Now, God uses everything that he places before you to develop your heart. Not just good things, but every sour thing, everything that makes you take a step back, everything that hurts you, the offensive things, but also the victories and the pleasures and the happy times, the good times and the bad times, the joy and the pain, the sunshine and the rain. All things, Romans 8, work together for the good of those who love the Lord and to those who are the called according to his purpose. For those he foreknew, he also predestined. And it is imperative for you to know that God uses everything, even the worst thing that's happening to you right now, to develop your heart. If I remove all of your struggles and you never cried, you would be underdeveloped spiritually. If I took away all pain and you had just total pleasure in your life, you would be underdeveloped and very ungrateful. But God takes and then he gives, and then he resists and then he supplies. He rebukes and then he exhorts. He comforts and he instructs. He says yes and he says no. That's the kind of environment you need to grow up spiritually. Even as adults, this is how he raises his children. So God is not trying to make all things beautiful every day. Sometimes it will flood in your neighborhood. Sometimes stuff will go out. Sometimes the lights will go out. And he wants you to have a good attitude and give him praise anyway. Lights are out, but thank you, Jesus. I can't get no help up in here. God ain't trying to raise up half-developed children.
If you bless millionaires, don't give their kids everything. Warren Buffett said, I got billions, but I won't curse my kids with it because they'll die. Jake said, healthy, strong men raise weak children. Because we don't want our kids to go through what we went through, so we supply all of their needs. But they grow up underdeveloped and overnurtured, and they'll curse you out if you step on their toes. So you got to learn how to say yes and how to say no, just like God does. And I'll preach myself happy. Thank you, Lord. They get upset and say, okay, daddy's riding good, so I need to ride good, but I paid my dues. You know how many years I said no to what I want so I can ride now? Thank you, Lord. And you need to teach them that value set. I'm not here to take away all of your problems or to say yes to everything you want. And you better follow my advice as you raise your own. Teach them how to celebrate their own brothers and sisters. We're not trying to bless everybody all the time. But when we bless mama, I want you to smile. And when we bless you, everybody's going to smile. And when they bless me, I don't need you walking in the next room. I need you to lock it up and say, that's good for you, daddy. Thank you, Jesus. And many of y'all that don't like to see preachers bless, when we bless you, I want you to walk in the next room and start pouting too. But when you have a birthday party, I see you talking about, yeah, all on the floor. Yeah, hey, 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 hey. When they bless you, that's what you do. And I want you to do it when they bless me. That's right. That's right. Because I celebrate everybody. Thank you, Lord. Can the church say amen? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now, God uses everything we go through to develop our hearts. Number three, he also blesses us with faith. The scripture says to every one of us has been given a measure of faith. He blessed you with it. You can't please him without it. But he gave you enough faith, a measure, to accept his word. And you can accept the word of God. And you will be blessed in the name of the Lord. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. He also blessed you with wisdom, and it is the principal thing. Faith and wisdom, I call them of the first order they are. Wisdom is of the first order, which means it was here before the world was created. It was here before the world began. It was here before the world had a chance to be developed. And God blesses us with that ancient ability, that ancient thing. Amen. Glory to God. He blesses us with that ancient thing called wisdom. Its price is far above rubies. And wisdom is an invisible force that's in the earth, but most people don't access it. Solomon said that she cries in the streets. And if you ever get into a place in your life where you didn't listen to wisdom and did your own thing, the scripture says when you fall into calamity as a result, that wisdom will laugh at the calamity. Glory to God. I don't laugh at it, but wisdom will say, ha, 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 you didn't listen to me while it was good and plenty, and you did everything you wanted to do. You said everything you wanted to say. You were self-centered. Now when you're going through, you want everybody to hear, but you should have listened before you entered into the crisis. And the Bible also says that the beginning of knowledge is the fear of the Lord. So even if you're in a calamity today, start listening to her and she will help you to overcome everything that you've gone through. She can help you to slip into an overflow because she has not resisted you. She's still in the earth. She's in the open streets. You don't see her. You can't hear her. She's screaming according to the word. She's crying aloud according to the word. This is what she's saying. How long will you be simple and love simple things and hate knowledge? Where is she? Well, she's at the corner of Palm Bay Road and Babcock as a stoplight. And if you would just follow her advice, you will stop when it's time to stop. Because you see the green light and you see the red light, but you want to ride through because you're used to doing whatever you want to do. But let me tell you something. When you see it turn red, put the brakes on, because that's how she screams, and you will avoid any accident. Can somebody say amen? Instead of walking in the center of the world road, you got a sidewalk that's screaming. Stay out of traffic. Instead of drinking and driving, put that bottle down before you get under the wheel. And if you follow her advice, there's some things you'll never have to see. Glory to God. When the Holy Ghost pricks your heart, follow the pricking of the Lord. That's what wisdom does. Hallelujah. And then unity and family. And then financial abundance is where we are today. And so the Lord spoke to my heart and said there was an overflow coming, and that I needed to speak to it. And I need to share some thoughts with you concerning it. Give you 7 hindrances of the overflow. And we'll get into our teaching. Number one, when you walk in disobedience, you'll hinder your overflow. When you walk in disobedience, you'll hinder your overflow. Which means if God tells you to bless somebody you don't like, do it anyway. By you resisting that, you're going to choke out your own wealth. So walk in disobedience will hinder your overflow. Number two, idolatry. That is to worship anything more than you worship God. There are some women that worship men. And there are men who worship women. There are men who worship cars. There are women who worship purses. And shoes. Extensions. Hallelujah. Worship. I'm preaching and you're worrying about getting to the store so you can buy something that you saw. Worship it. There are people who worship self-grandizement. They do things just to get likes on Facebook. The likes on Facebook don't make you righteous or even relevant. People can like it. People like crazy stuff today. People, or two girls can be fighting, men standing around. That's right, hit her, recording it, hit her. And everybody like it. We used to say that's disgraceful. Thank you, Lord. But that's not where we are. The most vulgar gets the most likes. That's what you want? The world don't know how to assess righteousness and stature and development. You don't even get any looks when you do that. It is how nasty you can be that gets you before people. That's the world we're living in. Pride hinders the overflow. Please don't walk in pride. It is the opposite of humility. Pride will never say, I'm wrong. Pride will always show you how you're wrong or others how they're wrong. But God wants us to be able to do a self-assessment. Glory to God. I call it introspection. Now, inspection is to take and make sure you inspect what you, how do I say that? You inspect what you expect, right? And so many of us are strong at inspecting others because we expect them to always rise. But do you inspect yourself or expect yourself to always rise? Do you ever make a mistake? Now, if somebody else, you're going to point, what? Wait a minute. Well, okay. Well, we inspect what we expect. But I really believe that God wants us to get to a point where we watch the pride. Who can call pride out in you? Usually, we won't assess ourselves. We'll just say, I have good, strong self-esteem. But pride never, ever, ever does introspection. Number four is rebellion, and it's luciferic. In the center of the word Lucifer, the name Lucifer, which is the first name of the archangel, now called Satan or the devil. His first name is Lucifer, and in the center of his name is an I. And you have to watch your eyes. Your eyes. Because you can step into the demonic. I want to exalt. I deserve this. But you got to start looking at we and team. And the older you get, it's not about I.
Thanks for joining us for the Word of Truth Revealed. If you were blessed by today's message, we would love to hear from you. You can email us at thewordoftruth@truthrevealed.org. For an MP3 of today's message, Living in the Overflow, log on to our website at www.truthrevealed.org and download reference number 23100111. That's reference number 23100111.
It is Pastor Appreciation Month, and we encourage you to take this month to honor our shepherd, Bishop Merton L. Clark, our dedicated pastor, teacher, and mentor. All cards and acts of kindness are welcome. Sow some love on our website, truthrevealed.org, or the Truth Revealed mobile app. Cash App is also available at Truth Revealed 2. Checks should be payable to Truth Revealed and indicate Pastor Appreciation on the memo line.
The food, the fellowship, and the fun made Ames' first Monday Night Football kickoff a huge success. Trip Nation men, we look forward to seeing you on Monday, October 16th, when the Cowboys take on the Chargers. Are you ready for some football?
Women's Sunday School is still on every Sunday at 10 a.m., so make sure to join Pastor Sabrina in the sanctuary. Ladies, you are encouraged to wear pink and join special guests Pastor Sabrina for the Faith Never Fails service presented by the Cocoa District Women Discipleship on Sunday, October 15th at 4 p.m. at Sharps Church of God. Email sharpscog@gmail.com for more information.
Again, thank you for joining us and have a blessed day.